Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, what an honor to be here and to have access to come to you and know that you hear our prayers. And so, Lord, we want to begin by praising you and honoring you and looking at another prayer in the scriptures so we can always learn from the prayers in the scriptures, and then we want to pray. And so lead us now by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning we're in the book of Acts, chapter 1. And Jesus has just ascended into heaven, and the disciples watched him go up. And then they came back into town, and they went into an upper room and prayed. And there were numbered about 120. And who were the 120? Nobody knows, but it's assumed it was the 11 apostles and 70 disciples, and then 39 others, including women. Maybe including women, maybe not. It says there were about 120 names, and in those days it was customary just to name the men, but whether it was men or women, we don't know as far as names go, but we know there were men and women there, and they prayed, and that was a good thing. And then in the midst of all of that, Peter stands up, indicating that he was not speaking from real authority. If he had been a real authority, he would have been sitting down, giving rules and regulations, which he didn't. He stood up. And he starts quoting scripture as prophesied by David in the Psalms. And I think he was so concerned about Satan not having a toehold over Judas. And the Lord had chosen 12 to get the word out. Now there's only 11. So he wants to pick another one. And he mentions a couple of Psalms. Of course, he has a great grasp of the scriptures through the Spirit. And it's kind of interesting because Jesus in John 20 had breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." But this time period here is just before the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was poured out on all believers. So I have to believe that the Spirit, even in Peter at that point, might have been a little less than it would have been after the day of Pentecost. I don't know. But he gets criticized a bit for jumping the gun before Pentecost, maybe in this prayer. But I can see when they came back, they were all excited about having just seen the Jesus ascending into heaven. And they're praying and remembering that now there's only 11 of them. And so we have this prayer. So I thought we would just begin singing, "Breathe on Me, Breath of God," because that's really the song. It's on the front page, by the way, of your notes. That song is really kind of taken from John 20, 22 or 21, where Jesus said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and he breathed on them. And so let's begin by singing, "Breathe on Me, Breath of God." So as we are in Acts chapter 1, I think what I would suggest is think in terms of making decisions. When you're going to make a decision, and maybe a significant decision, what do you do? What do you do? Do you check your emotions? Do you go with the feeling of your gut? Or do you go with the the opinions that others have. What do you do? Well, I think we pray, and I think we test our prayers by the Word of God. And at this point, I think that Peter and the apostles and the disciples were doing the right thing as they saw it at that time. They were paying attention to the Word of God. In fact, Peter quotes Psalm 69:25, saying, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate and let no one live in it." And he's referring now to Judas and saying that David prophesied of this in the book of Psalms and in Psalm 109:8, let another take his office. So Peter is saying the scripture has to be fulfilled and we need to pick one. And the standard for that is one who has accompanied them all the time that the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John the Baptist to that day when he was taken up from us. So Jesus' ministry on the earth in this account here really begins with his baptism and ends with his ascension. And so, probably rightfully so, Peter is saying they need to pick somebody who's been with them during that period of time and has actually witnessed this, because that's an eyewitness, and we need all the eyewitnesses we can get to tell the world of this great news. And so he said, one must become a witness with us of his resurrection, because we've lost one, because Judas has now hung himself and apparently fell down and his guts rushed out and so forth. As it reads a little bit earlier, he burst headlong into the middle and all his entrails gushed out. And so then we read in verse 23, and they, meaning I believe the 120, proposed two names, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed. So that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And they prayed and said, you, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen. And the only comment I would make on this is all really great, except that I think we tend to limit God at times in limiting the choice to two. We could have asked the Lord, which of these would you choose? And maybe in your decision-making, maybe you've thought about, you know, five variables or four variables or 10 variables, and you've limited it all the way down to two. It's got to be left or right, A or B, one or two. Now, Lord, pick, is it A or is it B? And I don't think that's probably the best prayer. I think the best prayer is, Lord, show me the way to go.
Maybe EFG.
So the prayer is, choose one of these two to take part in the ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he may go to his own place. And they, I think again meaning the 120, cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And if we go on down to verse 14 of chapter 2 of Acts, it says, now on the day of Pentecost, Peter's sermon, but Peter standing up with the 11. So the Bible very definitely is including Matthias in that number. You can't get 12 unless you have Matthias in that number. And people have said, well, it wasn't a good decision because we never hear anything about Matthias. Well, that's true, except other than Peter and John, we don't hear anything about the other 10 apostles either. So you can't really say everybody was heard from except Matthias, because that's not true. Only two of the 12 were heard from again. And then Apostle Paul is raised up by God. But Paul, even in 1 Corinthians, says that he came out of due time. And so we don't see anything about Paul ever saying, casting any aspersions on him. He should have been the 12th and not the 13th or whatever. Anyway, we don't need to go into all of that. You just wait till you get to the holy city and then look on the foundation there and see which name is there. But I think the decision-making is important, that we want to seek the Lord and we don't want to limit the Lord. How many times maybe did you have a huge bill to pay and you said, oh, Lord, give me $69.22 or whatever the bill is. And that's limiting the Lord. Why don't you just ask for the Lord to give you what you need? You may need a lot more than $69.22, and we don't want to limit the Lord. So even our prayer for the lost, we do want to pray for the lost that we can think of by name, I think, is important, but not just to limit that to those, right? We don't want to limit him to just the ones that I ask for. We want to pray for whoever he would call to himself and would be impacted by our prayers. And so we want to pray today in accordance with the Word of God, and we want to pray as led by the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all the prayers. We thank you for the apostles here and the 120 disciples total who would have heeded your word and they prayed. Lord, may we pray and may you lead us in this prayer. And Lord, a little later this morning, we want to pray for our nation and the nation of Afghanistan and some of these names that have come up in the news for the new administration. But right now, Lord, may we pray as you would lead us, not limiting you to any special pre-thought country or people or anything else, just as you would lead us to pray. May we respond to your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.